It's the day before Thanksgiving, and we're celebrating at Twin Peaks in Oak Brook Terrace. The prep for Thanksgiving and all that food and football. It's the Carmen and Yurko Show live on ESPN Chicago.
People have asked for Yurko to give out his traditional Thanksgiving slash holiday season cocktail.
The swirl.
Yurko will give you the swirl recipe a little bit later on.
We'd always come up with recipes for one of our main dishes during the holidays. Mm-hmm. And about 10 years ago, I created the old swirl.
Is there one thing on the menu or the Thanksgiving feast that you look forward to most every year?
Yeah, for Thanksgiving, it's my mom's stuffing.
She makes it with the neck, the heart,
whatever is edible in the turkey that comes in.
She uses the heart too, huh?
She buys everything additional too because everybody likes the stuffing. And then we just go at it, man. I mean, it is good. The cholesterol level in there, because you use an organ meat.
Well, sure.
It's got to be through the roof, but nobody cares.
Yeah, but they say organ meat is great for you.
Well,
you know?
I hope so, because we're eating it.
There's a company now that sells, they basically are selling organ meat for people that want the nutritional benefits.
I got you.
You know, like there are a lot of, they say a ton of nutritional benefits in there. Yeah.
I told you my favorite meal as a kid was liver and onions. I never knew it was bad.
Yeah, I don't like liver and onions.
I never knew it was bad because my mom must be such an exceptional cook.
Well,
she might be like Grant Atchis, whatever his name is. Shots, what's
Atchis.
His name?
I think it's Atchis.
Atchis, whatever. When it comes to liver and onions, that's how good she cooks. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's like going to Alinea at your house.
When people say like liver and onions, you haven't had it made right.
I guess.
If you haven't had liver and onions made right, then it tastes different.
My mom and my grandma are pretty spectacular cooks, too. And I like pate. I like liver pate, but I can't do the piece
that's
of
different.
Liver.
That's different.
It is different. Yeah, it is. I can't do liver and onions.
Liver and onions, man. Boy, you slice it.
My dad likes it.
Whew. Your dad liked my mom's liver and onions.
They grew up on it. You know, they come
of course
with,
they did.
They
you know,
because they didn't have a lot.
It's an inexpensive piece of meat. Look who's coming in now. It's
Chauncey.
It's the creme de la creme. Look at him.
How did he hear us?
Chauncey.
Is the speaker blaring outside?
I think it is. Chauncey knows what's going on. Look
Chauncey's
at him.
Coming in.
You going to go out fishing with Chauncey this winter? Maybe some ice fishing?
No, I'm not. I will never ice fish.
You know your
I
son.
Love to fish. I'm going to
be honest. This is what you need to do for your boy.
I have no desire to go sit in a shanty.
This is what you need to do for your boy. You need to go ice fishing. You'll know if your kid really loves to fish if he enjoys ice fishing.
I've got as much as I love to fish, I have
zero.
Now, today would be a beautiful day to go fish.
Well,
you might even get some bites
fishing,
today.
Regular fishing, yeah.
But that water's starting to get cold.
You go up on the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee, I bet you the perch are biting right now.
Yeah, I bet you they are.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ice fishing, you can keep it. I will see you in the spring. That's my motto.
Okay.
We're live at Oak Brook Terrace at the Twin Peaks. Come by and see us today. Football a Friday on a Wednesday, getting you set for the holiday weekend with Alta Equipment. We'll crosstalk with Waddle and Sylvie. Coming up at 2:00 there on today. We will do an odds couple podcast for you. Mike and I are going to be taping the podcast Friday morning, so that will drop. And we'll cover the big weekend, including the Ohio State-Michigan game and some not a ton of great games in the NFL. We talked about that on the Crosstalk on
Tennessee
Hinge
game.
Pod.
I think the Tennessee game is the one that's a little bit bright.
Not bad. Boy, they're boring, though. I mean,
right. You
give them a lot of credit, but they're boring.
Yeah. Well, of course they're boring, but, you know.
Although he played great the other night.
Sometimes winning football is boring football, Carm.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody can be the Kansas City Chiefs.
Patriots-Vikings has a chance to maybe be decent, although that offense is boring as well.
Not everybody.
Matt Jones does not look good this year.
Not everybody can be the Miami Dolphins, you know, where you drop back and you just got Waddle and Hill and all the other little surprises that you have, Gesicki. And some random running back they throw in the back, and they just throw it to him and say, let's go have a good time.
They got Mostert and Wilson now.
Yeah.
They're just running backs.
Who?
Please don't let
Mostert, the kid from Fresno.
Mostert and Hill.
Yeah,
they're both from San Francisco.
Yeah.
Don't start either, please, with the Saquon Barkley. You know, Dan Graziano, I love Dan. I do. And Dan wasn't saying that the Bears should do this or that. He was just sort of spitballing.
Right.
Graziano, it's a guy, can you imagine Saquon Barkley and Fields together in the backfield? Please stop. Stop. God bless Saquon for coming back the way he's come back.
I mean, this,
he's an incredible athlete. He's been a great story this year, bouncing back from the injury. Please stop. Pay a running back $16 million a year, it's asinine. Please, let's not start. You know, the Bears should go after Saquon Barkley.
Yeah,
nonsense.
Listen, it's not you don't want Justin Fields running the football. Okay, well, it's great. It's been fun. We're having a ball.
That's got nothing to do with Saquon either.
They've been competitive. That's great. But I don't want my quarterback running the football.
No.
I want my quarterback throwing the football and bringing Saquon in. If you want to bring Saquon, bring him in because you think he'll improve the running game. My argument and your argument would be improve your offensive line. And once you improve your offensive line, whoever you put back there is going to be the guy that's going to get it done for you. I don't care what his name is. Could be a sophomore in college. Once you build your offensive line, somebody's going to line up back there and somebody's going to benefit because you've got a great offensive line.
And it'll be Khalil Herbert next year and maybe Tristan Ebner, although Waddle nailed it yesterday when he was breaking down what he saw in the All-22. It's a limited sample. Tristan Ebner hasn't played a lot. Put your foot in the ground and go, son.
Yeah.
This isn't Baylor.
Well, that's the same thing Montgomery did at the beginning. The same thing he did at Iowa State. He did a lot of shuffling, a lot of dancing.
Not at this level.
There's no dancing in this league. The only guy that danced in this league and got it done was Barry Sanders. But Barry Sanders danced, broke ankles, and then made it happen.
Not in this league.
Yeah.
You better start going north and south.
Second closest thing ever to Barry Sanders in my mind's eye.
The second closest thing ever.
I've told you this
before. All right, hold on. I'm trying to remember. What have you said?
Played at the same time.
You played against?
Played in the Super Bowl, too. Didn't win a Super Bowl, but played in a Super Bowl.
Jamal Anderson.
Yes. Jamal Anderson had that little bit of shimmy and go.
He did.
Shimmy and go.
And he had those big, thick, strong legs. And he had the explosiveness and shimmy.
And people could tell me I'm nuts. I don't care. He's the closest thing to Barry Sanders that I saw.
I don't think you're nuts.
I played against it.
Yeah, I don't think you're nuts.
And Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders played behind that Dallas offensive line. He might have rushed for 2,000 yards a year.
Yeah.
Every year, 2,000 yards.
I don't think you're nuts at all. Jamal Anderson did. Nobody's Barry. Don't get us wrong. But, like, to your point, that ability to shimmy and run away from guys and
shimmy
be hard to tackle because he had such a big base. Like, I totally agree with you.
Shimmy and go.
It's not crazy. All right, let's get some more phone calls. Merck, where are we going next?
312-332-3776.
People want to talk Bears. How should they handle the Justin Fields situation this week and maybe even next ahead of their bye? Where are we going?
By the way, Carm Joe Mama on 714 on Twitch wants you guys to give your cover five before you're done today.
We'll at least discuss it. It's a little early for cover five on a Wednesday, but we'll at least throw around maybe a few ideas.
All right, go to John in Des Plaines is up next.
John in Des Plaines. What's up, Johnny boy?
Hey, guys. Love the show. It's Sump Pump Johnny here. Checking in, both of you agree the Bears are not going to the playoffs.
No, definitely not.
Okay, great. Here's what we do. The injury brought on a possibility of expanding his game, meaning I say the Bears throw 80%, run 20%. Just let him throw. Let him throw it out of bounds, 4 yards, 6 yards, 8 yards out, and the ball's out of his hand before the receiver turns. Just keep doing it over and over again. It doesn't mean anything anyway. He's not going to get hurt, but he's got 3 seconds to do it. Now, people are like, oh, that's crazy. How about Zach Wilson in the second half yesterday?
Oh, Sunday.
What was his yard? Negative 47?
I think he completed, and I just watched it again last night. I think he had 5 completions in the set, maybe 4. I think he completed 4 balls, and like their net, Johnny, was like a minus 2 yards. Yeah.
No, just do it. Let's find out what he can do. I mean, I don't want him to get killed. We know he can run. Great. He's Walter Payton. He's Edgerrin James. Hooray. I want to see what he can do with his arm.
All right. Good call, John. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it. One thing about throwing the ball a lot against the team they're going to face, whether it's Justin or whomever it is, if it's Simeon back there, there's not a lot of time, Yerk. They generate the 4th highest amount of pressure in the NFL. They do that while blitzing I wrote it down. Let's see. Yeah. They blitz. Let me see.
A lot of notes there, Carmen.
Well, I know. I got to find
prodigious notes. You're like a lawyer. You really attack this thing like a barrister.
Don't forget Sauce Gardner, too.
Sauce is phenomenal. I love Sauce Gardner. They blitz at the 3rd lowest rate, Yerk, but they have the 4th highest rate of pressure in the NFL. They've got 32 sacks. This year. Go ahead. You can update what just happened.
I'm going to update. My breaking news sounder. There's a penalty for the Canadians. The Canadians had a penalty kick, and the great Thibaut Courtois ends up with the block.
It's
Canadians against Belgium. A handball in the penalty box. Yellow card delivered. They had to go to VAR to make sure it was a handball. It was.
Good save.
But the great Thibaut Courtois, the Real Madrid goaltender, plays for Belgium, with the save, 0-0 in the 10th minute.
Well, I need that. Yurko told me to bet Belgium 3-0 winner at 9-1, so I did.
Yeah, 3-0
Let's go. That just saved me.
That did save you 100%. It would have been 10 minutes in, and you'd had a lost bet.
Here's something else I noticed from the game watching the Jets and the Pats.
What else do you notice?
How quickly they tried, and they do this a lot with Mac Jones anyway, but ball came out quick, Yurko. He got sacked on the first play. They had a pretty... they had a run heavy script early on, but the wind was really howling.
They were
down two linemen. They made a concerted effort, you could tell, to get the ball out quick. Not only get it out quick, but they didn't do a lot down the field. Mac Jones averaged just 4.7 air yards in Week 11. That was the second lowest number in Week 11 across the NFL. Only Lamar Jackson, believe it or not, averaged fewer. They played a game against a pretty darn good Carolina defense at home last week that they won 13-3. So Mac averaged fewer than 5 air yards per attempt. That proves the point that it was fast and short. And that might be something that the Bears try to replicate, because you just don't have a lot of time to sit back there and pad it against this Jets line. They don't blitz, but they bring a ton of pressure because their front four has just played outstanding football this year.
Yeah, they can bring the heat.
They're mostly healthy, and they can bring the heat.
They bring the heat. That's what they're going to have for you. This is going to be a tough one for the Bears.
It absolutely is. Merck, where are we going next?
Let's go James and Gurney.
James, what's up, buddy?
Jimmy.
Hey, fellas. Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving,
Happy
buddy.
Thanksgiving to you, my friend.
To one quick point about Justin, then I'll tell you why I'm worried. Not this week, man. Just not this week. I mean, if he's okay, just not this week. Let him sit this week,
Jets,
otherwise he's going to get killed.
Because it's the Jets defense?
Yeah, just this week. Yeah, a little bit. So why am I worried? So I unplugged, and I unplugged my cable, and I was streaming it, but I went and bought got a DVR box on Saturday at 5:30 so I could tape it. So I played quarterback since I was 6. I watched a lot of tape. Now, I'm not a professional athlete, but I'm telling you what's worrying me a little bit. I like where everyone's going, and it has a lot to do with the pressure it is getting. He's seeing ghosts, everything you talked about, Yurko, but I've seen several plays where this kid is just not progressing. He's not seeing the open receivers, guys, and he's not moving from the first note, from his first progression to his second progression. Even on that last play, man, Montgomery was wide open. So I broke this tape down in my own non-professional way, and I think this kid has all the tools, Yurko, but I just don't know. And you see it click every once in a while, but he's just not recognizing, and he's not getting rid of the football. Even when he's looking at someone that's wide open, he will not let go of the football. Now, can he get better? We hope so, but I am worried about that. Everybody's so sold on the fact that, but are they sold? I hope they are, but I'm just seeing everything you're seeing, but I'm worried because he just will not throw the football. Open in the NFL is not wide open.
That's been.
I love you guys, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Jimmy. That's been a recurring theme this year. I would disagree that he's not understanding progression. I disagree with that wholeheartedly. And I watch the All-22 every week. And now I'm not an expert either at what I'm looking at, but I think it's pretty clear. I don't think that's the issue.
You're saying he's going through his reads.
He doesn't necessarily want to throw it into those tight windows. Or, as Yurko said, have the faith to throw it when the receiver's coming out of the break. There was a perfect example. Gosh, I'm trying to remember now. I watched the film on Monday. I'm trying to remember if it was in the second or third quarter. There was a perfect example of exactly what Yurko was talking about, where Mooney's his read. Mooney is outbreaking route beyond the sticks, and Fields comes off of it. He sees it, and he's off of it too quick. And if he trusts it and throws it,
it happens.
It happens. It happens.
Yep.
Do you realize that the Bears wide receivers, you know, there's this common theme about, well, they're never open, they're never open. The Bears wide receivers averaged like 5.5 yards of separation last week. That is well above league average,
yes.
Folks. Well above league average.
Yeah.
Like 5.5 yards of separation last week. That is well above average. It's not that Justin doesn't understand progressions. I don't agree with that.
That's
sometimes unwilling to throw it?
Yeah.
Yes, he
That's
is.
That's a patient wide receiver room then. And I'm sure the message to them is the quarterback's developing. He's young. He's developing. Hopefully he's going to be throwing it to you guys here in short order. That's the only message you can be giving your wide receivers to stop them from getting frustrated. That's it. Nothing else you can tell them.
Look, the kid's gotten so much better, which is great, and there's still room for improvement.
Yeah.
We all know that.
There's a lot of room for improvement.
But there's – for the first time in a long time, I feel more confident to say, like, the Bears have something. And they have a quarterback I think they can win with as long as they continue to improve upon a few things. make this passing game more dynamic. And that's going to take more than just Justin getting better, obviously, but make this passing game more dynamic and continue to coach him to trust what he's seeing and throw the ball and just let it rip in some of those tight windows. We'll grab more of your Bears calls coming up at 312-332-3776. I'll give you a stat on Justin that will make you feel good coming up next, and will warm the cockles of your heart this holiday season.
Lovely.
We are live with Alta Equipment for a football Wednesday. That's right, roundabout on the short week, getting you ready for Thanksgiving. We're at Twin Peaks in Oakbrook Terrace. Come by and see us on ESPN 1000.
Now back to the show live from Twin Peaks in Oakbrook Terrace for Football Friday on Wednesday.
This is ESPN Chicago.
Chicago's home for sports.
You want a stat that's going to make you feel good?
I do want a stat.
I wrote this down.
Give me something that's going to make me feel all right.
We are live at Oakbrook Terrace's Twin Peaks. Come by and see us. Carmen and York, Football Wednesday with Alta Equipment. Justin Fields since week five. You ready, York?
Yeah.
Top 10 in the NFL in EPA per play and success rate. Number one, obviously, in EPA per rush. That's
right.
Not a shot.
That's a given. That's what he
but
is.
But still, top 10 in EPA per play since week five. Only Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow have accounted for more total touchdowns. They have 18. Justin Fields has 17. That's passing and rushing. Most touchdowns in the NFL since week five, folks. Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Justin Fields. Now, he's not Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes yet. He's not the accomplished passer.
Do you think?
That there, I get it. But he still has 11 touchdowns passing and 6 rushing in that time span.
Well, what did Ditka say statistics are for something and something?
He might have. Cowards and losers,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and I mean, that's fine. You've got to do a show and you do the odds cut, and then you want to bring up all the positives and everything. What's his EPA per pass? To give me some...
Well,
some
like
perspective.
I said, he is top
I understand
10
it.
Per dropback. He's still top 10.
I get it. EPA,
yes.
Rush, number one.
Number one
EPA
per rush.
EPA per play.
Dropback, he's top 10.
Top
I think
10.
He's ninth.
So where does he then fall in EPA play? Is it 17th? Is it 21st? Is it 25th? Where exactly is it? I mean, that's the area of improvement, Carm. I don't need – this guy doesn't have to develop his running game anymore.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. I get it.
So that's the portion of his game. That, so when everybody tells me how great he is – you know, via the run. When everybody tells me that his, how many touchdown passes now?
He has,
12?
I think, no, I think
12?
He has 13. I
13
say.
And
yes.
Then 7?
7 rushing touchdowns.
7 via the rush to
yes.
20? I mean, that's fantastic. Congratulations.
20 touchdowns, yeah.
We've agreed that the offense has been able to get into the red zone and score touchdowns.
Yes.
They've been able to do it. They've been able to find routes that can get the receivers open, whether it's the tight end, whether it's Mooney, whoever it is, they've been able to do that. Once in the red zone, they're scoring touchdowns and they're not settling for field goals.
Yeah.
At least on a good majority of what they're doing down there. They have kicked some field goals, you know, but that's going to happen.
But the Bears are top 12, I think,
yes.
in the league in red zone
yes.
percentage. They're very
yes.
good. They've been very good.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, you're telling me everything the kid can do good, and he can. There's no denying it. His strengths are obvious.
Yes.
They slap you upside the head, and they announce themselves, and they say, we're here. Hey, and they're great. And it's got people feeling better, and it's got people feeling giddier about what the Bears are all about. And, you know, hey, maybe we've hit.
Right. Finally, maybe they hit.
But you haven't hit until you start throwing. Okay? You haven't hit.
You know, the Bears throw the fewest number of passes per game on average in the NFL.
For
they
a
only
reason.
Attempt 20 passes a game.
For a reason.
Which you don't like. It's not a, you know, right. This is not a sustainable recipe for success.
Right.
I get we've said that for a while now. We get that.
Right. And the way they do the, you know, the way they do it and they do run the ball, they run it specifically so they can control the ball and control the clock and to try to limit the access that the other offensive team has against their defense, limit the amount of possessions the other team can get. That's what they try to do intentionally. It's intentionally being done. Because they believe that's the best way they can stay, keep the thing close, and give themselves a chance in the fourth quarter.
I would love the Bears to find a game or two. I mean, at 3-8, I would love them to find a game or two here where they just say, you know what, we are going to let you throw it 35 times a game.
And see what happens.
Just, yeah, like, we're going to let you cut it loose a little bit.
See what happens.
Just see. You know, like, because he does need to drop back and pass it a little bit more. Like Yurko said, it's part of the learning process for him. He needs those repetitions. They'll be good for him. I really do think
as long
the kid's
as he's,
got a chance.
As long as he's not getting killed back there.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I know. I guess that's the fear. You know, you don't have an offensive line that's very good. God, they play terribly on Sunday, York. They play terribly. And that's against a pass rush that is no good. And now you got to go up against the Jets pass rush. It's like, man.
And they're good.
And they're good. They don't even do anything exotic. They're just good. Take the Bears couldn't handle simple. Yurko said it on Monday.
Tackle instant.
Simple stunts.
Simple.
At times, they had 5-on-4. Waddle pointed out, they had a 7-man protection against a 4-man rush and somehow broke down. How does that happen?
Still gave up a sack, yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
It's awful.
If I can jump in, this is from Justin Fields started a little early.
Oh, okay. So do we have some sound coming in?
We have sound coming in, but this is from Courtney Cronin.
Okay.
Justin Fields says his injury is a separated shoulder with partially torn ligaments, basically an AC joint injury.
AC joint
injury. Oh, I won the prize then with Tommy.
Yurko pretty much said AC joint injury, didn't you?
I said it could be an AC joint injury if it's not a separated shoulder. Well, I mean, that's separated. If it's dislocated. AC joint.
What's the difference between separated shoulder and dislocated
shoulder? Well, the AC joint is the one that actually separates.
So
that's what separates.
The dislocation is the removal of that suction cup.
Well, the head of the what is that bone up here called? The radius?
I don't know.
Humerus?
Humerus?
It's not so funny.
Isn't your humus in here? I don't know.
No,
whatever.
That's your humus. Your radius and your ulnar down in your arm.
Okay, radius and ulnar.
Okay, so the humerus, not funny. The ball socket goes up in there, and there's a suction cup around that. When it dislocates,
okay.
That's what I just did?
Dislocation.
I reverse pivoted out of there.
Right.
I compromise the labrum, and the labrum tears.
Okay.
And then it could pop back in place.
The labrum kind of encapsulates
the
whole
thing. Cup.
Yes. That's the suction cup.
One more cut from Fields, or one more comment. He says his pain is pretty high today, so if the Bears game was today, he wouldn't be able to play. He said he did throw today in practice. Said he feels pretty much on every throw on his follow-through.
I love how honest he's at least being. Right. I mean, Eberflus wouldn't say anything.
Here's your clavicle, right?
Okay, there's my clavicle. You can see it on Twitch right now. Yurko's working my shoulder.
Now you're coming in here. That's your clavicle.
Okay.
See how long that is. It comes into here.
Oh, it's long, Yurko.
And then you got it right there is your AC joint. Ah, right there.
Oh, that feels good.
Yeah, it feels good, but that's it. So when you smash that thing into the ground.
Right there?
Like that.
That's the separation?
That's when you end up, like, separating it
and
a little
bit. That's the separation.
Do you think? Mild shoulder separation.
What do you think of, like, when you hear that, what does that tell you?
So, I mean, it's an impact injury most of the time for linebackers that hit way too much. Mm. You get that, and then all of a sudden you get those points to your shoulders that end up sore. That's your AC injury right there.
Can a quarterback play with
impact.
That if
it's
not
an
throwing
impact.
Shoulder?
He can, but if he gets hit to the ground, if he ends up landing on that, it's going to be a problematic one. Yes. Yes. The more he gets hit, the worse it's going to feel. And you're going to, how many times do you want to fall on your right arm?
Not too many, right?
It's the moneymaker, right?
That's the moneymaker.
You want to, you know, once, when you guys fall, they protect themselves. They fall on the left side, they fall on their back, or, you know, they don't fall at all. They get rid of the football so they don't have to take a hit. Oh, the good kid just got his old fashioned.
There you go. Cheers, buddy. It's the holiday season. It's the holiday season.
Buffalo Trace, too.
You went with the Buffalo Trace?
Oh, that is silky.
It shows you. You picked your bourbon. I like it.
I chose it. You know, that's me. That's
how
what
do they
like
make the
do.
Clear ice balls, by the way? You said you got to start with hot water?
I think you start with hot water for clear ice balls.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What's the chemistry behind that?
I don't know what the chemistry is. You know, we'd have to ask somebody.
You'd have to ask Walter White.
I think you boil off the impurities or something like
that.
Yeah. Right.
Huh. Well, Lake Michigan. I think if you got Lake Michigan
water,
if you got Lake Michigan water, I don't think you have much of an issue. Mikey knows.
Boil the water first. But why? I still don't get that. I mean, what if you're using filtered water? There are no impurities.
That's what they say. But is it true?
I don't know.
Got to boil the water, Carm.
Whoa! Boil the water. Where am I?
What are you having a baby? Yeah, who's boiling the water? Who's having a baby?
My ice balls at home are cloudy. I don't know. I do have an ice ball.
You remember that in the 70s? Somebody's going to have to boil some water. What the hell are we boiling water for? We ain't cooking the baby. What's going on?
I wouldn't think so. I'd hope not.
Jeez. A little too early for the placenta, don't you think? I mean, what's going on?
People are eating lunch.
That roast beef I had.
Oh, man, did that look good.
Woo.
Wow. What a way to set up your long holiday weekend. A little pot roast.
I'm spinning my ball with a knife.
Why?
I'm trying to get,
The whole drink cold?
To get it chilly. Yeah, I'm chilling it up right now.
You can see that on Twitch right now. Yurko's spinning his ice ball.
Spinning my ball. That's what I like to do on a Wednesday.
Yurko's going to tell you his special swirl recipe for the holiday weekend coming up.
Oh, fantastic, too. You need a 32-ounce cup.
Tell everybody how to do it. Hold on. We'll do it when we come back.
Yeah.
And we can look over cover five. It's a little early to make any definitive plays. But we can take a quick look at cover five and see what we like and what we don't like for week 12 in the NFL. It's Carmen and Yurko live at Twin Peaks in Oakbrook Terrace. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Football Friday, brought to you by Twin Peaks and Alta Equipment. It's the Carmen and Yurko Show, live from Twin Peaks and Oak Brook Terrace on ESPN Chicago.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Beautiful day today. I cannot believe how gorgeous it is. I mean, there's nothing but sunny skies. It's like almost 60. We got shorts on. Last day for shorts.
How about a sign of the past? Pat Munda.
Moons is out.
Moons, he came by. My old high school and college team.
Migrated out west. He lives by me now. Moons and I were just catching up. And,
he said, I want to come down. He goes, I want to have a meeting with Delvin. I said, oh, no. You haven't been around a while.
Jeez, Moons. Are you?
I go, Moons. I go, Delvin used to be there. Moons used to come up and go upstairs and talk to Delvin. He goes, will you tell him to quit coming over here?
Stop telling me.
Because he's telling me how to run a station.
I
know
Moons.
He's a listener. He's giving me a free focus group. Moons. I mean, what do you want?
Moons.
You should be paying him, theoretically, to come give you that information.
Moons and Yurko go back to their high school days.
Oh,
wasn't
great
Moons,
school.
Wasn't Moons,
I played against him in grade school.
Wasn't Moons' dad one of your coaches?
He's my head football coach my junior and senior year out there.
That's what I thought.
Jerry Munda.
I met him once.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's
You met him once. Well, that's a good thing,
I did meet Moons' dad once, yeah. Unfortunately, it was at one of, like, those you hate meeting people at the sad occasions. It was at a wake, you know, and it was like...
You probably saw him at my dad's wake.
I think I saw him at your dad's wake. I think that's exactly right.
Dad or my brother's wake.
And Moons introduced
him to my brother, too. Yeah.
That sucks, but I think it was your dad's wake, actually, and Moons was there, and we were talking to introduce me to your dad.
Coming up on 4 years for Sweet Veeds.
Sweet Veeds already?
Day after Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Always a reminder on Christmas Day that night, you know, my dad ended up passing away.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah. What are you going to do,
kid? I know.
You know, it happens. You, once you're born, you're going to get ready to die.
Sweet
Beats. That's the way it works.
He led a good life, Sweet Beats.
Oh, no complaints.
He led a good life.
Smoked for 57 years like a champ. Drank for 57 years like a champ. 30-pack Old Style every day. About 10, 11 shots of Christian Brothers every day.
I don't know how he made it as long as he did.
Mean machine right there. Had his own garden, always wore shorts outside, never had a shirt on. Not 1 ounce of tanning lotion on that body of his.
Never.
You know how much skin cancer?
Zero.
Zero. Lung cancer, on the other hand, boy.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. Hello, how are you? Yeah.
Merck, give us the update on a few of the other injuries. First of all, the Bears sprung on everybody today that, we forgot to tell you, Lucas Patrick had surgery 3 weeks ago. Great, thanks. Lucas Patrick is done for the year. He won't play. What a disappointing year, unfortunately, for him because of the injury. Two injuries that really cost him most of the season. And when he did play, he had to play out of position for a while. And quite frankly, he wasn't very good. So kind of a wasted year for Lucas Patrick. Hopefully he's on the mend and he gets better for next year.
And next year he comes back and he plays center.
It'd be nice to see.
Because he can't play guard, I guarantee you
that. It didn't look like it this year.
Put a ball in his hand. Some guys play better with a ball in their hand.
Well,
that's just
he might be one of them.
He might be one of those guys. Got a snap to be able to play offensive line.
What are the other injury updates we need to know about, Merck?
You know about Justin Fields, Kyle Gordon, Brisker. Kyler Gordon, sorry. Brisker and Sterling Weatherford are all in concussion protocol.
Okay.
Tevin Jenkins informed Matt Eberflus he is able to practice but is choosing not to. No, I'm just kidding. He was a full participant today, and so was Dane Crucian.
I thought you were serious.
No, I was kidding.
Full participant. All right. Well, he practiced last week, and he told the team he couldn't play on Sunday. I don't get that one. I'm still...
Well, you're perplexed.
Yes.
He said, I'm available for you, but I can only play in case of emergency.
And they could have used him because the kid can play.
Yeah, he can play. I mean,
and their line was terrible on Sunday.
He's a grader. He can get you.
It was terrible.
Yeah. I think he'd have helped a little bit more than Schofield did on a couple of those TE stunts, too.
Hmm. All right, well, maybe he gets back in the mix.
What about Borum, though? Is Borum just given up on Borum?
I think Borum's a swing guy. I think they know it, and I think Reef has played okay, and they'd rather just roll with that. Now, that's not your long-term answer, obviously. At some point, we didn't talk to Courtney about this, but we have in the past, and she was on with Waddle and Sylvie yesterday talking about Leatherwood. It'd be a pretty big disappointment if Alex Leatherwood didn't play a snap this year, wouldn't it?
Well, what they would have done was rolled the dice, taking a look at the guy, analyze what they have, and then they've got to make a decision on him. At some point, they've got to make a decision on him, right?
He's got another year left
on his contract.
He's a first-round pick.
Either he's going to be here and he's going to be a starter, or he's going to be here and you're going to move him. That's it.
Move him again. I mean, who's going to?
Well, it doesn't make a difference. You move him by saying, hey, thank you for the effort.
Nope.
bring your playbook to the coach.
No, but I mean, I think
pack your stuff. Your stuff up and go do what you're going to do for the rest of your life. There's a moving company, Acme Moving. Go ahead and work. Mayflower. Paul Arpin Moving Vans. Okay, whatever. Go do your life's work, as Paul Coach Ditka Arpin once said.
Moving Vans.
Remember Coach Ditka said that when a guy got cut? He goes, yes. Yeah, you've got to go on with your life's work, young man.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to be
doctors. I think he tried telling Waddle that a couple of times, and Waddle kept persevering.
Said no.
He's like, no, I'm going to come back and bug you again, Coach.
Listen, it's 4740, but it's nifty. It's nifty 4740.
Yeah.
I can catch the ball in a crowded area, and he could.
Oh, he sure could.
And surprisingly enough, Waddle can get open.
Yeah,
he could. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He could get open.
He had some shimmy to him, believe it or not. You know? I love when he tells the stories about Dick telling him at the end, you did everything I asked, kid. I love you, but I got to cut you.
Hey, you're just no good.
You're just not good enough.
Yeah, I got to get rid of you.
But Waddle persevered. No, it's amazing.
Well, that's what happens.
So did you.
I got cut twice.
Yes, you did.
Tommy got cut. That's the way it works.
That's the way it goes,
Told
man.
You're not good enough, crying in my pillow.
Yeah. Do you know how many times I got cut
University.
And then I kept trying? And they're like, no, you're still not good enough.
Yeah.
You're not.
Yeah.
You're
no good.
You go home now. You're not,
good,
you're
son.
Not good enough.
You're not good.
It's like, damn. Yeah. But, Coach, I'll keep trying. No, you're not good
Hockey
enough,
was
you
your know? Sport.
You're not good enough. I wasn't good enough at that either. I was too little.
You were like little Martine St. Louis.
I wish.
You know?
I wish.
I mean, there was place for small guys in hockey. You just got to be skilled.
You had to be faster and have better hands.
Yeah, you got to be skilled. Yeah, it's all right.
Other than that, check all the boxes, Yerk.
Other than that, you're great.
You got a good attitude, but you just can't play.
You got a great attitude. Boy, I tell you, you clean up the locker room all the time. Boy, we could use a guy like
you
around here.
You're a treat to be around, but you just can't play. Sorry.
Well, what a positive attitude.
That's the way it goes.
Here's the book. Can you keep the book? Remember that when you were hurt playing basketball as a kid, like in sixth grade? I was hurt. And then it'd be Jack Hines and Mr. Grusha. There are two coaches, two fathers of two of the kids. And then I'd get the old, hey, I'm going to teach you how to do the book.
Well,
great.
Awesome. Great. All right.
That's a free throw. It's a circle. If it missed, leave it empty. If you make it, fill the circle in.
Oh, that's amazing.
If it's two-pointers, put a two down.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then that's the way. I go, do you want me to keep missed shots? He goes, well, there's not enough room in the book.
In junior high, not enough room.
Not enough room in the book.
You have to be working on a couple of them.
Yeah.
All right.
You could keep score, though, Carm.
Well, yeah. Like baseball especially.
We need somebody to work the penalty box. Can you go work the penalty box?
Yeah, right. Go work the penalty box. All right. Do we have any Justin Fields sound we want to play, guys? Should we have him explain the injury? Do we turn some of that around?
Yeah,
all right, let's play some of that. Here's Fields, who was a little bit more upfront and honest than Matt Eberflus was, talking about his injury. Here is Justin Fields meeting the media earlier today.
So it's just a separated shoulder with, partially torn ligaments, basically like an AC joint. So, yeah, that's my understanding of it.
That's his understanding.
AC. That's his understanding. The AC.
What else, guys? Does he talk about his ability to practice and play this week?
So he has limitations he has this week.
Okay, here we go.
It's just some movements that I do with my arm. You know, it hurts it a good bit. So, like I said, just trying to, work through those motions and kind of get my arm used to moving in those particular motions that, hurt it. So it's used to, moving that way, and it gets the muscle stronger.
All right, and guys, was he specifically asked, I'm looking at the list Jake just sent me, but was he specifically asked, did it ever dislocate, like where that thing came from, or was that just a simple misunderstanding? Like, no, it's a separation, not a dislocation. Did he address that at all?
To my knowledge, he did not.
Okay, and how about the bite where he talks about potentially wearing a harness, Jake? Field 6, can we play that one real quick?
I'm not sure. I know they were talking about maybe putting a pad right there, but I'm not sure if I'll be, wearing like some sort of shoulder brace or something like that. So,
all right, guys have done it. Baker Mayfield did it last year. Did Mitch briefly have to wear a harness? I feel like he did a couple of years ago, didn't he?
Now, Anthony Miller's the only guy I remember.
Anthony Miller definitely did.
He dislocated that shoulder. He had that thing on. He was going up for one-handed
catches.
Why
do I feel like Mitch had a stretch where he had a harness on? Am I crazy?
Yeah, I don't remember Mitch with a harness.
I feel like he did where he had a non-throwing shoulder injury and he had to wear a harness.
I remember Mitch not willing to make throws.
Well, I remember Mitch not knowing where to go with the football more than anything. I mean, Mitch was also tough. I'll give you that. Mitch did have to wear a harness at some point. There we go. See? Remember that? I thought so.
Yeah, left arm harness.
Belgium has taken a 1-0 lead.
There you
lead.
Go. One
two
of three.
More. Come
you
on, you're
two more.
Two more. We're a third of the way there.
And you know who that player is?
I do not. Who is that?
Batashuayi.
Batashuayi. Can we say that on the air?
Yes, you can. Batashuayi.
Batashuayi.
And they've been playing a long ball back and forth. Eden Hazard. Here he goes.
If I showed Yurko a picture of Chris Middleton. I don't know he'd know who it is, but somehow he can look up and see a Belgian player named Batashuwi and know who that is.
Yeah.
That's remarkable, my friend.
And the Canadians have had the better of the play.
If I showed you Ben Simmons, goalie, do you think you would know it?
Yes, I would.
You would?
The goalie would like that one back. Yeah, 12 points, 12 rebounds last night, I believe.
Look 12, at you. Went back
points,
to Philly.
Eight assists, I believe.
Philly had no players, and they still won last night.
Yeah, I know.
Like, nobody's playing
for
Embiid, Philly.
No Embiid, no nothing. Yeah, they still found a way to win.
Maxey's out, Embiid's out, Harden's out.
They beat the Nets.
They beat the Nets.
Whoa. Hey, look at that.
Somebody knows basketball here.
Take a look.
Johnny Roundball.
I pretend like I don't watch, but I
Johnny
secretly watch.
Johnny Roundball over here.
I binge watch it. This is my fourth soccer game I'm watching today. I'm a little fatigued.
How was it getting up at four watching Croatia?
It was good, Carm. I'll give you a little scouting report.
Go ahead.
Since Mandzukic retired from international play.
Mario Mandzukic, right?
We've been hard-pressed to find somebody that could finish at the end.
So he was your finisher. He was our striker?
He was our striker. Before that, it was Ivica Olic, who was a world-class striker.
Who doesn't remember Ivica Olic?
Before that, it was the great Davor Šuker.
How about Davor Šuker?
All world-class. Played for Real Madrid.
I actually remember Davor Šuker. Yeah.
So we've had world-class finishers over the course of time. We don't necessarily have a world-class finisher right now. Mm. Kramaric, no, not really. Orsic plays for Dinamo Zagreb. Not really. Mm. So we don't have that guy at the end that can get the ball on his foot and put it in there like a Harry Kane.
Right.
We don't have that guy right now that's proficient at it. We're hoping that the guys, catch some fire and somebody can go ahead and start scoring some goals. But it was a pathetic effort at actually putting a shot on net today.
0-0.
Control,
right?
We could, 0-0, 0-0 tie. You're not out of it. If the Canadians lose here, Belgium's top of the group with three, Croatia with one. Who'd they play this morning?
They played Morocco.
Morocco won in the Canadians at zero. The Croats got the Canadians next. You beat the Canadians, you get three. You know exactly what you got to do against Belgium at the end of the game.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So not the end of the world.
Not the end of the world, but not the beginning either.
When we come back, we'll look at the cover five for week 12 a little bit. We normally do that on Friday, but we're not going to be here, so we can take a quick perusal and see if there's anything in the early lines that we like or don't like. Not a great slate of NFL games this week, that's for sure. Crosstalk with Waddle and Sylvie in 15. We're with Alta Equipment out and about for a football Wednesday. We're live at Twin Peaks in Oak Brook Terrace. We'll be right back. All right, the Wolves have two big games at home this holiday weekend, so celebrate the long weekend in style with a little hockey. Friday and Saturday night, they've got games against the Texas Stars. Good opportunity to get out and watch some great AHL action over the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend with you and the family. If you like beer, make sure you get out for a $3 beer night on Friday. And if you like wizarding, Wizarding World is more your thing, then get out Saturday for hockey night in Chicago, and Wizards Night. Can you believe it? They have a Wizards Night. Bring the entire family to Allstate Arena. Cheer on the Wolves against Texas for $3 beer night on Friday. And then 7 p.m. on Saturday for Wizards Night. We are Chicago. We are hockey. We are the Wolves.
ESPN Chicago's Football Friday is brought to you by Alta Equipment and Twin Peaks. Now back to Oak Brook Terrace and the Carmen and Yurko Show on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app, and 100.3 HD2.
Do, da, dip it in. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think you can get with this.
Football Friday and a Wednesday. Get you ready for the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend. It's Carmen and your crosstalk coming up with Waddle and Sylvie in 11 minutes. Look forward to that. Yurk, let's look at the cover five a little bit here.
I'm disheartened.
Yurk goes in eighth, so I think tied with Chris Black. Are you guys tied for eighth place? Is that right? You and Black?
Yeah, eighth place is where we're at.
Pretty impressive.
Let me take a look here, Carm.
I'm like in 75th
Black's
place.
Black's done a wonderful job. Yurk's in eighth at 188. Chris Bleck is ninth at 181.5.
I'm in 68th. I missed a week, which pisses me off.
Well, it's a week. Listen, it's also a week you weren't negative.
Well, that's true, but
because I mean, I had a negative week that took me from the 120s into the 80s.
I think it's I could have been higher than 68.
Real bad week that I had, Carmen. Where is the Falcon? I don't see it.
68th. 68.
Yep, there's the Falcon at 105.
Yeah,
you're chasing down two of the best.
You guys
at the,
down.
at the establishment, you know, two real heroes, Chris Black and John Yerkovich.
I got to chase down Ryan McGuffey in the put five pool.
How's he doing over there?
He's killing it. I'm like, I don't know. I'm in fourth in that pool, and I just want to finish. I finished in the money last year. I finished second.
What are you chasing?
I'm chasing like seven full points, I think. It's a lot. You get a point for every game and then a half point for a push. But I think he's got like 38. He's like 38, do the math, whatever it is, through 11 weeks now, five games a week. I've got
38 and 17.
Yeah. I've got 31 wins, so I'm like 7 points behind
And you got
him.
Five this week. So, listen, yeah. All you got to do is go 4-1 for 4 weeks.
I know, but it's hard, man. Picking five against the spread correctly, you know,
you just closed it, man.
It is. It's tough picking games.
You're all over them.
Picking five games a week in the NFL.
I don't need to tell you. You know everything one needs to know about what the trends are. You know them all. You're the one that tells me what the hell's going on, these double digiters.
Yeah, how about that number?
The only double digiter that I believe is the Dolphins.
Yeah, Dolphins
going up against Planet Houston.
12.5.
12.5.
You think they cover that?
I think they're going to score 35-some-odd points. I don't know what Houston can score.
Every week they do.
Yeah. I don't know what Houston's going to score. Are they going to score 10? 35-10, so I only get 12.5 points.
Yeah.
I'll take them.
So you'll take that one?
I'm going to take them.
Anything on the Thanksgiving
I'm taking the Rams. I'm taking the Rams.
Against Kansas City.
Against Kansas City.
Really?
14 in the chair, Carm. 14
yeah,
in the chair.
Boy, they look terrible.
At some point, there's pride, right? You said the Bears Super Bowl is going to be the Packers, right?
Yeah.
At some point, the Rams, it's going wrong for them this year, right?
They're awful.
It's going bad for the Rams this year.
They lost to the Saints last week.
So what do they tell themselves? Guys, this is it. This is the 1 week. Let's muster up an effort. Let's go ahead and look good here.
Stafford might not play again, right?
Yeah, I know.
Is that what they're saying?
Could be, yeah.
Stafford might not play again. I don't know. They're really bad. They waived Darnell Henderson. Did you see that? I mean, they just...
They waived Henderson?
Yesterday. Yeah.
For no apparent reason, or he just was unhappy? He wasn't getting the ball.
Other than they don't have a running back that can do a damn thing.
Everybody's
right now.
Unhappy with the Rams, the running back position.
Yeah, they waived him yesterday. Why? I'm not wrong about that, right, Charlie? Yeah, they waived him yesterday.
It was Darrell Henderson, and it's weird because Cam Akers was the one that...
Yeah, did I say Darnell? I'm sorry, Darrell Henderson.
Yeah, it was weird because Cam Akers is the one that's been, like, kind of the...
He's really struggled.
Yeah, he's been the most vocally unhappy for the last month, so this Henderson thing kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, Henderson got waived. They're just basically done with him, washing their hands
of him. Makes my acquisition of Tony Pollard a little bit better today in the fantasy league.
Anything in the Thanksgiving, the turkey game?
Yeah, I got turkey.
Tomorrow.
Turkey for me.
A couple of games are pretty lopsided spreads here. I mean, Denver at home. Detroit at home, excuse me, is catching almost 10
points. I'm taking
points.
Detroit.
You like Detroit?
I am taking Detroit. It's already on there.
And then Dallas is laying 9.5 in a division matchup against the Jets.
And
I'm taking
Dallas.
I'm so mad at the Jets.
The Giants, they're playing.
Well, the Giants, what's the matter with
New York Giants, Carm? And,
the Giants.
So I took Detroit, I think, with the points.
So
I think they're
going to.
And then I got Dallas. Okay, against the Giants, I took them. Miami, you see it. The Rams getting 14.5. So, I mean, I'm digging it.
So you think the Giants bounce back and keep it within within that number? Yeah, you want to change that. You want Dallas?
I made a mistake. I can't believe that came in like that. No. That's not what I wanted.
I'm so mad at the Giants.
Thank you.
Can't believe I got sucked into backing them for 1 week and 1 week only, and that's what they did last week. They just get routed by a bad Lions team. The Lions can't win games on the road.
Denver's.
They shouldn't have beat the Bears. They did, I get it, but they should be winning back-to-back games on the
Denver
road.
Denver should kill Carolina. Denver should kill Carolina.
I don't know,
Denver's
offense. Do you not realize Denver's the lowest scoring team in the league right now, less than 15 points per game? Do you know that if Denver – here, I wrote this down earlier in the week. You want a fun stat about Denver?
Yes. Tell me something about Denver.
Let me find if I still have this one handy.
Do they still play in Mile High Stadium?
They do. Okay. If the Broncos – let's say the Broncos scored 21 points in every game they played so far this year. What do you think their record would be?
If the Broncos did what?
If they scored 21 points in every game they played this season, they're 3-7. What would their record be if they 21 points is nothing to write home about? That puts you at about 22nd.
I'd say
in the
they'd
league.
Be 8-2.
8-2.
8-2.
They'd be 8-2.
You asked the question for a reason. You asked the question the way you did.
They'd be 8-2
to lead me to 8-2.
You are 100% correct.
8-2.
And scoring 21 points in the NFL, like I said, puts you in the bottom third of the league. I mean, it's not like that's no great shakes. You're not
scoring as many points as the Chicago Bears are this year.
No. I mean, at 21, you're not. At 14.7, you definitely aren't. Their offense just stinks.
Well, they've had some injuries at the back position.
They've had a lot.
And then Judy's out now.
Judy's been hurt. The Bulls is on IR. They lost Tim Patrick to IR. Who'd they lose? The running back out of North Carolina that we love. I love him. Why am I blanking
Boone.
On his name? No.
Boom.
Javonte Williams.
Javonte Williams. They lost Javonte Williams like in week six or
didn't
seven.
Didn't they lose Boone also? He's the guy that came in to take his place.
They may have. They may have.
Cut Melvin Gordon, too.
I don't know how they could. I'm surprised it took him as long. If they weren't so injured, they probably would have cut him earlier. I don't see how you keep holding on to Melvin Gordon.
He wasn't a happy camper.
Well, and he wasn't a happy camper. He wasn't productive, and he can't hold on to the football.
That's a problem.
That's a bad combination.
It's a bad three-pack right there.
Yeah.
Trifecta of terrible discs.
Coming up next, we're going to cross-talk with Waddle and Sylvie. We'll pick their brain on what's happened. We'll talk more about Justin Fields, the injury, and if we think he's on track to play or not, and if that's a good idea or not. So stick around. We're coming right back for cross-talk. We'll be back in 2 minutes. And Matt Eberflus has the final word, brought to you by Bath Planet.
Carmen and Yurko present today's final word.
Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth.
Today's final word.
You had to have the last word.
On Carmen and Yurko.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk specifics. But again, he was cleared. He was cleared in a limited fashion today, so.